Generation and Propagation of Nonlinear Quasi-Normal Modes of a Schwarzschild Black Hole, by Macarena Lagos et al. In the analysis of a binary black hole coalescence, it is necessary to include gravitational self-interactions in order to describe the transition of the gravitational wave signal from the merger to the ringdown stage. In this paper, we study the phenomenology of the generation and propagation of nonlinearities in the ringdown of a Schwarzschild black hole, using second-order perturbation theory. Following earlier work, we show that the Green's function and its causal structure determines how both first-order and second-order perturbations are generated, and hence highlight that both of these solutions inherit analogous properties. In particular, we discuss the sense in which both linear and quadratic quasi-normal modes, QNMs, are generated in the vicinity of the peak of the gravitational potential barrier, loosely referred to as the light ring. Among the second-order perturbations, there are solutions with linear QNM frequencies, whose amplitudes are thus renormalized from their linear values, as well as quadratic QNM frequencies with a distinct spectrum. Moreover, we show using a WKB analysis that, in the iconal limit, waves generated inside the light ring propagate towards the black hole horizon, and only waves generated outside propagate towards an asymptotic observer. These results might be relevant for recent discussions on the validity of perturbation theory close to the merger. Finally, we argue that even if nonlinearities are small, quadratic QNMs may be detectable and would likely be useful for improving ringdown models of higher angular harmonics and future tests of gravity. This was Generation and Propagation of Nonlinear Quasi-Normal Modes of a Schwarzschild Black Hole, by Macarena Lagos et al.